An internet blackout brought on by political unrest in Kazakhstan led to a big drop-off in the hash rate of Bitcoin mining there last week. The world's second largest Bitcoin miner has largely recovered since. But our next guest says there's another big issue looming in the country's crypto space, a power crunch without enough energy supply to support all of the mining demand there. Let's bring in Dieter Bickbauer. He is the co-founder of Zive Mining. And Dieter, it's great to talk to you today. You're actually in the U.S., scoping out some new locations. But let's start back home, because we saw the images last week with the political unrest that's happening, the blackout that followed that. You know, how much of that has recovered? And what are you hearing from miners in your country right now?
Yes. Hello, Akiko. Now internet is totally back. We are back to mining in every region. Mostly it happened because of the riots in the south of Kazakhstan. But mining is concentrated in central part and northern part. So we are not much affected apart from this internet blackout.
This all, of course, comes when Kazakhstan has seen over the last several months incredible migration coming out of China after Bitcoin mining was banned there. How much of the political unrest you think will maybe stall some of that momentum and the growth that you've seen in Kazakhstan? As you said, the unrest didn't necessarily happen in the hub of the miners, but at the same time, there's got to be some risks that a lot of them are now looking at.
Yes, but most of the miners that migrated from China already deployed all the spare electricity in the country. So after they moved to Kazakhstan, we don't have no more electricity left. So all these mining facilities consuming a lot of electricity, and they are kind of impacted the local energy sector. But now, yeah, because of this unstable political situation, some of them are thinking about where to expand next. And one of the top priorities for mining is the United States now.
Yeah, I think that's pretty surprising too, Dieter. I mean, when we talk about maybe some of the stability, it was shocking to see kind of how quickly some of the hash rate flew out of China as they kind of clamped down. And you think about some of the things going on in Kazakhstan, I think some of the costs may have been overlooked by a lot of miners in terms of having to move around. Maybe not a surprise to see them coming over here to the U.S., where stability, at least on those fronts, seems to be one of our best strengths. I mean, when you're kind of looking around the best place to land here now, I know a lot of miners are down in Texas, people looking for kind of the fringe prices. Where do you see the best opportunities when you look across the U.S. now?
We are looking always at costs. So where we can find cheap electricity, there we can build a mining farm. So obviously, like Texas, one of the best locations in the United States. Also, we have looked some facilities in New York State, in Nebraska, and Kentucky. So those are four like top maybe states for the mining in the United States.
Are you just looking at cost, though? I mean, we hear a lot about kind of renewable energy and, you know, the debate around if you have more miners, it's going to push up energy cost for everybody. I mean, when you were in Kazakhstan, did you see a lot of that happening? Did you see kind of prices rising where you guys landed? Because, you know, the theory is that it doesn't do that.
Usually, yeah, we try to find renewables or green energy. But in this market, when you consume huge amount of electricity, you have to also look at costs. So we all compete for the mining of Bitcoin, right, with other miners. So whoever has best cost structure, then he kind of in a favorable position. Why a lot of mining happening in Kazakhstan? Again, because of the very low electricity prices. And in Kazakhstan, we don't have much of renewables. Mostly the source of electricity is either gas or coal. But here, yeah, you have more of that. You have wind power, solar power, and other renewables.
And so talk to me about your expansion plans. Obviously, you've been helping a lot of the miners relocate from China to Kazakhstan, but you yourself are looking at expanding into the U.S. How big is that footprint you're looking at? And to follow up on Zach's point, where is the opportunity that you find especially interesting right now?
Yes, in Kazakhstan, we face that we cannot expand our business anymore because of these electricity limitations. And that's why I came here. I'm doing my research. I'm looking for my possible mining locations. And I think Nebraska is a good place to start. And we are looking to start like from like not a big farm, maybe 10 megawatt farm, just to enter the market and see how it goes. If it will be successful in terms of revenue, then we can expand. And also I'm looking some locations in Texas, but here in Texas, we haven't figured out still how to interact with the local energy companies, because you have like different costs, different price structure in different states. So I think Texas has independent grid. So we need to do some more research here.
Real quick, last question. I mean, obviously, I'm sure you don't talk to every miner in Kazakhstan, but just kind of if you were to ballpark how many are considering coming over here now. I mean, the hash rate is probably, I didn't know Kazakhstan was the second largest in terms of hash rate. How much do you think, ballpark number, would be coming over to the U.S. as you estimate it?
I believe that U.S. will be the biggest mining hub in the world. So approximately maybe more than 60% of total hash rate will be in the United States within 2 years.
All right. Wow. All right. We'll be watching. Didar Bekbaev, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Zyfe Mining Limited co-founder. Thanks again. And good luck on the search out there. Enjoy the Cornhusker State.